to one. In 2019, the Southeast Council of Mayors released the SEQ People Mass Movement Study, which prioritised 47 transport projects for the region. The cornerstone of that roadmap was a fast rail network designed to better connect Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast, the Gold Coast, Toowoomba and Ipswich. In a nutshell, the idea was to get you from Brisbane to the Goldie in 35 minutes or less, or from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast in 45 minutes or less, or from Brisbane to Ipswich in 20 minutes or less. Fast forward to today, and rail enthusiasts are looking for signs fast rail has been supported by the big Southeast Queensland city deal you've been hearing a little bit about. Jeff Addison is with Rail Back on Track. Jeff, has the detail in the city deal delivered on rail as you had hoped? Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Kat. Unfortunately, no. It's a federal SEQ city deal that actually doesn't connect any cities. I mean, as you explained in your intro, but the number one item, and I went to the roundtable with Federal Minister Alan Tudge in March in 2019, to discuss all these items, and instead the document issued today doesn't talk about 45-minute region and 30-minute cities, better mobility for people, goods and services. It says the Kangaroo Point Green Bridge. It says an upgraded Dunwich Ferry Terminal to promote tourism in North Stradbroke Island and targeted safety upgrades along the Brisbane Valley Highway. And that's it. It's unbelievably underwhelming, I guess, is probably the best you could say of it. It doesn't achieve any of the cornerstones of what it was supposed to achieve when the intent was signed back in 2019. It seems to me like the objectives have been hijacked.
So just to go back to that 2019 statement of intent you mentioned there, this was the document signed ahead of the announcement today. Again, signed between Commonwealth, State and Council of Mayors. And that was the first priority that I think you were talking about on that intent statement, which was to connect infrastructure to support something called a 30-minute city and a 45-minute region. So what in that statement of intent, what did you understand that to mean, Jeff?
Fast rail, or at least certainly faster rail than what we currently have. And there's absolutely none of it in this document. I mean, what there is in the document, say, for example, on the Sunshine Coast, it says SEQ Rail Corridor Digital Connectivity, $30 million. And that's it. I mean, I'm not sure how it could catch that digital connectivity to the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games mountain bike venue at Parklands, just north of Nambour, that holds 10,000 people. Our current, you know, even after the current rail plan by the Queensland State Government called the B2M plan is done, it'll still end 26.4 k south of Nambour, and it'll be a single track, so that won't help. Unless the Olympic Games are held in virtual reality, maybe those Wi-Fi improvements could be useful. But even then, QR only allow commuters 20 megabytes of data, so you know that would be enough to cover an ad break during the opening ceremony, perhaps.
So this faster rail network, this idea that had sort of been put out there in 2019 in the same sort of timeframe as the statement of intent on this city deal was talked about, that was a proposal that focused on connections between Brisbane,
the regional centres.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So Brizzy Gold Coast, Brizzy Ipswich, Brizzy Sunshine Coast, Brisbane Toowoomba.
Correct.
So we did hear from the state government earlier this year that they would spend $1.12 billion to deliver faster rail between Brisbane, Logan, Beenleigh,
and the Gold Coast.
And the Goldie, okay. So was that part of the faster rail network, or is that different?
I would say it is improving rail, but it's not fast rail per se. Now the government just talk about faster rail, which means it can be anything faster than the current average speed on the current lines. Yes, it is an improvement and a good improvement for the Gold Coast, but every other region, you know, to Ipswich, to Toowoomba, to the Sunshine Coast, are just left with nothing better. Nothing than the current plans of the Queensland State Government. And it's extraordinarily disappointing, and I really don't see how they're going to be able to run a successful Olympic and Paralympic Games given that really the only improvement is going to be between Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. It's 10 minutes to one. My name is Kat Feeney. You're with Jeff Addison, who is with Rail Back on Track. Just taking a look at the references to rail and the rail network included in the city deal, which has been announced today. It's a 20-year partnership between the Australian government, the Queensland government, and the 11 councils which make up the Council of Mayors, South East Queensland. Jeff, the other mentions of rail I could find in the document talking about the deal today, there's reference to inland rail, which is freight.
Yes, federal government driven. Yep.
And the Cross River Rail,
which is currently being built, and yes, I mean, we know that's needed for the heart of Brisbane. And again, even all these works seem to be just Brisbane centric, you know, improvements to the Gabba. It's just, you know, I think the regions, this whole idea was that the city deal is for, you know, connecting the regions, and all the regions have been left out, maybe perhaps except for the Gold Coast.
There's a mention here of a Toowoomba to Brisbane passenger rail business case. Have you heard much about that business case? Was that part of that original fast rail concept from 2019?
It was part of the, I guess, the kickoff to assess the viability of that fast rail process, yes. And so they initiated the business case. And look, that's, yeah, I don't understand that business case is completed as yet or being delivered to the government. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably where it will end, given this document that was announced today.
And I guess your concern is too about the Sunshine Coast, as you mentioned. This earlier sort of idea that we would be able to get from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast in 45 minutes or less, you're saying you don't see any support for that in this new city deal plan?
No, not at all. I mean, if someone wants to travel to the mountain bike Olympic event at Parklands, it's going to be 2 hours on the train, you know, from Brisbane to Nambour. And then the shuttle bus, that's if they even use it. I mean, the current plan, as I said, will still be a single track for 26 kilometres south of Nambour. And that's after the current B2N rail plan is completed. So, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot missing from this. I was quite shocked when I saw how little was in it. I mean, it's announced as $1.8 billion infrastructure funding, and on the Sunshine Coast it mentions $30 million, and that's to improve wetlands and how wetlands are going to improve, getting people, you know, moving around between regions is, yeah, I'm not sure what that really achieves. It's just really padding to show that the Sunshine Coast gets nothing because Wi-Fi airwaves can't be seen, and if that's the only improvement under this plan, then, you know, Lord help us.
Yeah, so that's the reference there to the $30 million investment in the Southeast Queensland Rail Corridor digital connectivity. What do you understand that to mean, Jeff?
Look, I know from past experience that there are lots of black spots and dead spots along the North Coast line between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. And maybe it's just looking at improving, you know, that Wi-Fi connectivity. It doesn't specify anything in the document. It just says on, you know, SEQ corridors. And, you know, yes, that would be good. And, yes, it is needed, certainly with mobile networks. When we had train breakdowns at places like Yulimba, for example, you couldn't even use your mobile phone to get contact with family. So, you know, maybe it'll go towards improving that, but in the overall scheme of connectivity and SEQ city deals and connecting regions, that really isn't what was expected in this kind of city deal.
Hmm. And just finally, there's $2 million for open level crossing prioritisation to try and improve it. What's your understanding of that investment?
Yeah, look, This document is full of more planning and more schemes and more designs and more, you know, preliminary fundings and very little on actual works or achievements. Level crossings in Queensland, there have been none removed since the LNP were in power back in 2014. They do need to be removed. There is a study at the moment to remove level crossing at Cooper's Plains in Brisbane, and that would improve the rail network by removing them, but $2 million is, that's just talking about another study, isn't it? And, you know, we do lots of studies in Queensland, but rarely do we achieve anything.
Jeff Addison, anything else you think we need to know?
No, unfortunately, I wish there was more that we could talk about, you know, about this, but unfortunately there isn't. You know, it really is something that would make a great Utopia episode or Yes Minister.
Jeff Addison, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Kat.
On ABC Radio, Brisbane and Gold Coast.